Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello, sir. I have keys fast approaching me coming up the gut, and they're moving away from Downing. I reckon up to about 2 lengths now. And we have Pembroke chasing Downing down hard. I can't quite see from this angle whether or not they've narrowed the gap, but I'm just got keys coming past me now, rowing in clear water, looking very nice. Downing roughly on station, possibly just within. Pembroke, I reckon about a length off Downing. And they've got the first whistle. They've got the first whistle. Can they capitalise? We'll find out later on whether or not they can narrow the gap. But it's not going to be a rapid bump like it was yesterday. They're going to have to work very hard if they're going to get the bump. Behind them, it's Jesus. Probably about 2 to 3 lengths behind Pembroke. So Pembroke have moved away from Jesus. And Maggie are now about a length behind Jesus. And I reckon we could see a bump there towards down the reach later on, so we'll keep you updated with that. But the real action at the moment on Grassy is with first and third, who are about a third of a length off Queens and narrowing very quickly. There's going to be a bump imminently there, possibly before the bow, but we'll keep you updated on that one. And then there's a big gap back to Peterhouse, and all the boats on station looking back down through the gut, but I'll keep you updated with that later on. But the news on the first and third situation, still no bump. Can Queens hang on? Find out. Rahul, what's going on down there?
So I've got keys who've just gone through past me. They've made a very tight line. They've opened up a lead of 2 lengths over Downing, who look like they've also started pulling away from Pembroke. Critics of that Pembroke boat who say they don't have the staying power seem like they might be right, because Pembroke have been pushed back to about 1.5, maybe in 2 lengths. But they're holding off Jesus behind them, who are maybe even 3 lengths behind that, with LMBC chasing up on them. They've got that down to maybe a length, but it looks like Jesus, as they take a perfect line here in Sitton, are going to lengthen that back out, stay on station against LMBC. LMBC wouldn't have to worry about Queens, but Queens are going to have to worry about that, and they've got the bump. They've got the bump just in front of the Plough Pub, and they're going to pull in at the side here. The Queen's Cots conceding, and first and third, they're getting a really nice bump. As Theo was thinking it might happen, it developed exactly in front of the Plough Pub. We've now got behind them Peterhouse, who have opened up a gap over Wolfson. Peterhouse are going to have a nice row home, I would have thought, because Wolfson aren't challenging at the moment. They've got them to about 2 lengths. They look like quite a tired crew, Peterhouse, at the moment, whereas Wolfson are looking very slick through the water. So that could be something with a long race ahead that could develop into something. We've then got behind them Christ M1, who are, well, roughly the same length behind
Theo,
about 2 lengths, as they are in front of Kings. Theo, what have you got?
Well, there's been a couple of bumps here in the gut. I'm just walking up towards them now. I'm trying to work out which crews they are. I think I can see Churchill, Claire, Fit, and one other crew. I think it might be Christ, but I'll keep you updated as soon as I get up there to talk to them.
Tomorrow. So as Kings go round Diffin Corner, they're being chased down really hard by St. Cats, who've got it to about half a length. But I think it's Molly who wants to say something on long reach.
We have got, over here, we've got Lady Margaret M1 chasing Jesus. They are probably about a half of 8 lengths behind, but they're really pushing and gaining on Jesus quite rapidly. Jesus looking like they might be tiring, but that is one that, if the bump will happen, it will happen under the railway bridge. So that's one to look out for in the results. I won't be able to tell. But it's all looking very exciting. And Rahul, have you got anything down your way?
I've just had Trinity Hall M1 rowing past me. They've got a lot of crews in front of them. The last crew I saw was St. Cat. So unless Theo disagrees, I'm going to provisionally call Churchill bumping Gerson and Claire bumping Fitzwilliam. Unless there was an overbump in there, but those four crews have definitely been involved in bump.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there, Rahul. That is exactly what has happened. Fitzwilliam and Gerstner just rowing off now back down the course, and Claire will shortly be following them, and Churchill, but they have all bumped out.
So I have got, which I can see along the reach here, we have got Cat have just bumped Kings, and that was a properly rough bump. Kings' boat jolted. Kings have conceded. Cats are pulling over to the side. But they had a lot of river and managed to whack into each other. So lovely, lovely bump there for Cats. Well done, Cats. They're very joyous on the side. I don't know if Rahul, if you can see anything further down.
I've not got anything, but I'm walking over to the first and third crew over here. I'm talking to Stroke Ed Bryan. Bryan, taking your foliage right now. How does it feel, sir? And you can hear they've got a lot of support down here just before distance as I try and extricate myself from the first and third supporters. Molly, do you have any news on what happened at the top of this division?
Sorry, Rahul, I didn't catch that.
Any news on the top of this division?
Well, so most of the boats rowed past without a bump. The only one that I am wondering about is Lady Margaret bumping Jesus, which I didn't see a bump up until the railway bridge. So we'll have to see what the outcome was there in terms of the results. But I have got in front of me a very happy-looking cat boat. I'm going to find out if cats would like to tell us how they feel about their bump. Hang on, I'm going passing on. Oh, yes. Yeah. Who am I? Captain, who wants to tell us? Okay, about right, here we go. How do you feel about managing to bump quite vigorously just then? Tell us about it.
Whether we were going to do it or not, and we went for it. Thank God.
Congratulations to Capside. I hope that you could hear that. I was leaning out over the river. But they are all getting a lot of foliage. So well done to Cats. But back to Rahul.
Brilliant. Well, I think in that case, it might be time for a very provisional rundown of our concluding division on the Friday of Lent bump. We think that at the top of this division, it's been a story of rowovers. Keys M1 rowing over at the top, Downing M1 rowing over behind them. We then got Pembroke who rowed, but apparently might have had something very early in the course, but weren't able to stay with down the length of this course. Jesus M1 and LMBC, we didn't see a bump, but we think it might be quite likely they got one under the railway bridge. That one will be one for confirmation later. First and third bumped Queens, I should say. Very happy to finally get a bump. Peterhouse rowing over, we think. Robinson rowing over as well. And Bryce rowing over before we saw St. Cat's bump Kings. And then we are calling Churchill bumping Girton and Clare bumping Fitzwilliam. And then rowovers at the bottom of the division once again for Trinity Hall and Emmanuel Boat Club M1.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.